The debate over the proposed head tax on large Seattle businesses is heating up. Last week, we heard from City Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez, one of the tax legislation sponsors. She made a case for the per-employee tax, expected to raise $75 million a year for the city's homeless efforts. Supporters have been vocal about the issue, but so have opponents. Amazon took a particularly visible stand this week by pausing some construction downtown. You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alisea, and I teamed up with Seattle Times reporter Jim Bruner to hear from another opponent. John Scholes is the president of the Downtown Seattle Association. He says that businesses are already paying their fair share.
About $700 million in taxes coming from businesses to City Hall this year. That'll be a record amount of tax revenue. And those businesses are paying through B&O taxes, through utility taxes, through license fees that were recently increased. So they're paying in a host of different ways, about $700 million a year. So they're operating in an environment that's more expensive than in any recent time. And this proposal follows a dozen tax increases over the last 6 years.
There is an emphasis on larger businesses in this tax. Is there anything to suggest that larger businesses could afford to pay more, even if, you know, in aggregate, in general, businesses shoulder a lot of tax burden?
So the legislation can exempt smaller employers from paying the tax. It will not exempt them from the impacts of the tax. And I think this announcement by Amazon of their concern with further growth in the city should this tax be implemented, and the reaction that we're seeing from the labor community and smaller businesses as well is an indication of that, because large employers in the city are customers of smaller businesses. Their workforce at the larger employers are customers directly. So we have one economy within the city of Seattle, and to suggest that you can go after the large employers and it will have no impact on smaller employers or nurses or folks in the restaurants or hotels is not a credible claim.
But if I'm someone who's on the street and can't get into shelter, you know, maybe has come to a point in my life where I need help, can't get out of this cycle that I'm in, living on the streets, does it help me to say, oh, let's study the city's spending and figure out more, you know, a better model?
Unfortunately, the spending proposal that's connected to the head tax is going to do very little for that individual. There's not a lot of investment in immediate relief. There's not an employment strategy. There's not investment in drug and alcohol treatment. There's not a clear mental health strategy. So this is a pretty hastily put together proposal. And it started with the question of how big should the tax on employers be? It didn't start with the question, what are we going to do?
They did put together a task force. They called it the Progressive Revenue Task Force. I think people probably knew where it was headed. But was DSA invited to participate? I think didn't some business groups decline to participate?
We were invited to participate. We didn't participate because the objective of the task force was not to develop an effective strategy to reduce homelessness in the city of Seattle. The objective of the task force, as evidenced by the title of the task force and the name of the task force, was to decide on how big of a tax we need on business in the city. We think that's a backwards way to approach this. We are participating in the mayor and county executives process because it started with the question of how do we reduce homelessness across King County, and what's the effective set of strategies we need to do that.
Well, what strategies then would you like to see, and how, if it's, again, not through a tax, how can businesses participate in those strategies?
Well, businesses have been participating directly in a number of ways of investing directly with nonprofit housing providers. We've partnered with the United Way and the Millionaire Club to create a second chance employment program, and we started that in 2016. We think there's a lot more opportunity there. So we're hiring people directly off the streets of downtown that are visibly homeless, that are out panhandling into employment with us.
So at the countywide level, then you're saying DSA, the business community, would support potentially a tax source if that's, I would suspect there will be a tax proposal to come out of that.
I think if after going through a process where we've assessed the effectiveness of current programs, we've made adjustments, we've aligned around a comprehensive strategy, and if the conclusion is that we need additional resources to be effective in implementing that strategy, then yes.
I have to say, I think there are folks who are going to hear this and say, oh God, you want more process?
I want process that's going to lead to an effective outcome. And I think that's what the folks who are outside right now deserve. I don't want more process that's about how can we stick it to business or how much more of a tax do we need. I want process that's actually focused on how are we going to make a difference for folks who are outside and on this issue, because we've been going in the wrong direction for the last 5 years. We're spending more and more money and more people are outside in the city of Seattle.
That was John Scholes, president of the Downtown Seattle Association. You also heard Seattle Times reporter Jim Bruner. That conversation was an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times politics podcast recorded at KNKX. You can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.